You are now rocking with Kane the Destroyer.
Kane the Destroyer.
Yo, 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 we are back again. Welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Sip. I am your host with the most, Kane the Destroyer, aka True Lover Lover. True lover, lover. I'm Mr. Lover, lover. I'm Mr. Lover, lover. Yes, y'all, we are back again with a new topic of discussion. Keep in mind, this is the only podcast that has spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice, y'all. Yes, y'all.
Yay, I'm here. I'm alive.
Yes, you are. You are alive, girl. We getting here. Man, I really enjoyed on the last episode we did together, man. It was so cool and so vibrant, man. I really enjoyed that one.
I enjoyed it too.
And how about you?
You be a stupid on the phone like always.
Yeah. Hey, though. might as well throw it on the podcast, huh?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. See if we can get my cousin up on this bitch, okay?
Ah! Run them bands up.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and make me famous around this bitch. That way, you know, I want to borrow $20 when you make it. I just want to let you know.
Hey. Hey, it probably be plenty of $20 on the bar then, girl.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to know, I'm going to pay you back on the 31st of February.
Everybody said the 31st of February. Ooh, I don't know what part of the metaverse that is.
Look, buddy. in different, not even in different solar systems. In it, system years yeah. are different on each planet, so there may be a February 31st somewhere.
Yeah, it may be if they have the same system we have.
No, like Mars, Venus, Mercury, because they're at different distances from the sun. Their year is either shorter or longer.
Yeah. Boom. Hey, I wouldn't mind going to Mars like that. I think you never know. It might be people living inside of Mars right now. They might not even live on top, but they might live in the inside of Mars.
Well, that is the theory that they live beneath because, like, they had a global catastrophe that, wiped out their ozone layer where they didn't have protection from the sun, so they went underneath the ground. That is where everybody lives. Some similar to the moon. You know how there's like the dark side of the moon theory, and then some people actually think like people live inside the moon, but the dark side is more of a acceptable mainstream conspiracy theory that everything's on the back side of the moon because we can only see one side.
That's right. Yeah, that's very interesting, man. Yeah, what you never know was all out there, man. I wouldn't mind traveling from planet to planet, you know what I mean? Well, the one that's least inhabitable.
I want to go to Jupiter.
You want to go to Jupiter?
Yeah.
Why Jupiter?
Jupiter is nothing but a ball of gas. It has a hurricane that has been raging for thousands of years. I don't want to say 10,000, but it's been thousands of years, like back in Pluto days, like back when, I don't know no Greek astrologists.
Yeah.
Back when they were really around here, eyeballing the sky, that storm has been raging for thousands of years. It's nothing but a ball of gas. As you go through the different layers, your body compresses and you won't be able to survive past such and such thousand feet or 100 feet. But just imagine that if you go to a different planet is basically like a different universe, a different dimension that your body adapts to that planet.
Yeah.
Or your adapts to that planet. That shit would be fucking groovy.
Groovy, baby. Groovy. But I mean, yeah, over time, your body has to adapt to it. But I imagine it'd be hell on your body, though, when you first make it there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You know about the gray aliens, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, when astronauts, when they're in space, their bones rapidly deteriorate. So the theory is that great aliens, since they look so humanoid, that they're actually humans that have just been in deep space for long periods of time. The reason why they're so long and lanky is because their bones are basically non-existent. And when you go so long without like sunlight or it's something, that's basically, I can't remember the exact reason, but the reason why their eyes look like dough shape and you see nothing but the black, the pupil part of it, is because they just been out in deep space so long. So that's why they look like that, so they could actually be humans.
Yeah.
People in the world, during this shit, whoever comes across it, who's an alien conspiracy theory, don't be ripping the Destroyer online.
Hey, this is a grown folk conversation. So, I hope these folks don't try to come for me, because if they do, they hope they know I got jokes. So, if you come on with it, you better come on correct.
How you gonna have that half ass informed bitch on the goddamn podcast?
Hey, but these are conversations though, man. I mean, just think about it. Well, they could have been like a by you being, just like you said, by you being in space so long, your body has adapted to being in space and stuff. It changed you, and it might change you for the best. You know what I'm saying? It could have been like descendants of Earthlings. You know.
Yep. Like, excuse me. The hollow Earth theory, or the center of the Earth.
Yeah.
You seen the movie Journey to the Center of the Earth, right?
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, there's actually a book, like it says in a movie, that you can read that goes through all that. Scooby-Doo. But Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated. It is my favorite series out of Scooby-Doo. It's kind of like a precursor to Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Where Are You, Scooby-Doo? Like the 1960 version of it. Because it started out in their hometown before they go traveling across the country. And that's kind of like how they end the series, where they are going to travel across country to meet this professor. And it kind of like sets it up why the kids were always driving across country, stopping the streets. So basically at the end of this series, before they, solve the mystery, they go through all these different dimensions that they have to have different keys for. And one's air, where they like walking through these floating bridges, and then there's like one with earth that's like rock mountains, rock monsters, and water is like they're in like a sea of nothingness. There's nothing but water, and they finally realize, hey, we have to go down in order to go up. So they travel through all these different dimensions trying to get to this, as they call it, evil entity. They kill me. I always say that shit in their show. The evil entity. You destroy that evil entity. We're going to find out what this evil entity really wants from us. Jesus.
They probably want to get their pinky and brain on. Want to take over the whole universe.
Oh, yes, it did. I'm calling you, girl. Sorry, dude. They had the Anunnaki in there, ancient Egyptian. Like they try to go deep. They had the conquistadors.
Yeah.
What else did they have? They had what's those people called? Muslims? Not Muslims. I'm doing that somewhere. I'm sorry, Muslims. I didn't mean to do y'all like that. They had monks.
Okay.
And they were religious. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but you ever just heard about monks though? How they have like super abilities and stuff?
That's because they're spiritually inclined.
Yeah. They're on a whole different freaking level.
Like once you, apparently, it is said that once you become spiritually inclined and spiritually in tune with yourself, you can unlock portions of your brain that the average human cannot unlock. Because, you know how, you ever heard of junk DNA?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, so junk DNA is what they call what the scientists can't understand. But, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Right.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean we have to call it junk DNA. They don't understand what it is because... what the hell is that thing called? You ever notice that the way DNA looks, like the symbol, the spiral, the spiral shape for DNA, it looks similar to when you see a serpent for the hospital going around a staff.
Yeah.
And those bars that kind of like roll out are just like the serpent sides popping out along the staff.
Uh-huh.
And so each part of that has parts that they're unknown about. So just imagine that your DNA is the same as your brain, just parts that we don't know about. And you just have to take somebody to sit there and unravel the damn thing to figure out what's going on. And since monks sit there and they meditate and they try to be in tune with themselves, that's how they can unlock most of their brain. You ever heard of the Mad Monk?
I never heard of that one.
I can't remember the man's real name, but you remember the movie Anastasia when it was little?
Yeah.
Anastasia was a real person, but the story that they gave us.
This episode is sponsored by the Midwest Marks Podcast, where we talk about everything wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, come give us a listen. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast.
Yes, man. Sorry about that, y'all. We had to do a little small intermission from Who's Paying the Bills, the Midwest Marks Podcast, y'all, where they talk about everything wrestling. You know, yeah, we had to do a little small intermission, though. But yes, I'm proceeding what you were saying, baby.
Okay, so Anastasia, real person, real family. They, her family were the last royals of Russia.
Yeah.
Rasputin Grigori, that is his name. Grigori Rasputin, known as the Mad Monk. He was born like in the late 1800s area. And this man was married with a family. And then at one point, he said, fuck it, I'm out. And he decided he was going to be a monk. Except for he was around here fucking hoes in the street. Getting drunk. He was nothing like the monk that you see on TV. That's all meditating. Nah. He wasn't that type. He was getting like lit.
Man.
He was still...
I thought about one thing though. Don't monks be celibate their whole life? Wow.
Balance, you know, very disciplined. This was not old boy. Long story short, he got close with the royal family, and they wanted, like, he got close to the family because they got word that he could heal. And their youngest son, if I'm not mistaken, was very ill. And he actually healed the boy out of his ailment. And so that took great favor with the family. But the, you know, the political folks didn't like that. They didn't like that, you know, homie had some influence over them because they, you sitting up here playing with this black magic. We don't like that shit. These folks don't, you know, folks spiritual, as long as the spiritual aligns with their ideology. I can't say the word. Ideals.
Yeah.
If it don't line up with it, they feel your spirituality should be, they ain't with that shit.
For real. Because you're going to be affecting the pharmaceuticals, stuff like that. They're like, well, why we got to pay for these pills and do this stuff right here? We got a motherfucker out here just healing folks.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't like how he was able to influence the family, and he had great favor and whatnot. So they decided they was going to kill him.
Yeah.
They poisoned him first. Poison was taking too long. Then they like bludgeoned him over the head. They doped him with enough poison to kill like a fucking horse. They did 5 different ways of killing this man. They poisoned him, shot him, stabbed him. They rolled him up in a fucking carpet and threw him in the river. Oh yeah, they chained his ass up too. They bound him and chained him and wrapped him in a rug and dumped him in a fucking river. And guess what? When they found this man's body, he looks as if he was coming out of his chains.
Wow.
And tell him about his spiritual power was in him. He was fighting out of their life because they gave him so much poison, it would have killed any regular man on sight. That motherfucker was not going. He was not having that shit.
They went through so much just to eliminate that man.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, and they all make a song. Yeah, he using black magic. He using witchcraft. Let's kill him.
Mm-hmm. However you see it, when it comes to a person doing their work, when it comes to their spirituality or doing something for good, you're always going to have your naysayers and also your distractors and people who just want to ruin the cause. They want to crush that for whatever reason. Either they're non-believers or they believe what you do is real and they know it's real because of whatever prowess they have. And they don't like that shit.
Yeah.
They need to stomp you out. And that's basically what they did. And, you know, I can't remember if he died before the family or after the family. Because the family was executed. And her whole entire family was executed. Mm. Like, they took people down to a basement and killed every last one of them. They fired them on a firing squad. And they had to kill their reasoning. They had to kill the people. They had to kill the family, the entire family, in order to kill down the rebellion. Because if anybody believed that any of the family was still alive, then that would just start the uprising in their support again. Yeah. So they had to make sure to kill everybody.
Wow. Kill the whole family. That's crazy.
Anastasia, then they were kids.
Yeah. So they had to make sure that truth did not get out by any means.
The truth about Rasputin, that's separate.
Yeah.
They had to kill the family because they were going at war. Their Anastasia's family was the last royal family of Russia. And they just keep going to like a more democratic process, and there's like rebels, people who wanted to have the royal family, people who didn't want to have the royal family, and the people who didn't want the royal family in charge anymore, they felt that, you know, the family was alive, support would always garner and gather for them, so they had to stomp them out.
They had to.
So that's why the whole family had to die. I'm not mistaken. I think the dad blew through the money. I'll have to go research that again. It's been a minute since I got into the story, but yeah. I just remember the Mad Monk was a bad motherfucker. It was very spiritually inclined himself. That's where, around the turn of the century, that's when you met. I won't say you met, because we need no fucking fact. That is when, like, the most... I'm just saying, the most awesomest motherfuckers were alive, like, during that time. Nikola Tesla, Rasputin, Thomas Edison, bitch ass. Thomas Edison was a bitch. Let me stop talking about that man like that. He did Nick wrong. J.P. Morgan did Nick wrong. That. J.P. Morgan, the bank institution. Thomas Edison and J.P. Morgan did Nikola Tesla dirty. Nikola Tesla just wanted to share his invention and knowledge with the world. Thomas Edison and J.P. Morgan were like, fuck no, you ain't giving these people no free shit.
Yeah.
Mainly J.P. Morgan was a notion of, you ain't giving these folks no free shit. Thomas Edison just wanted to be the first. He just wanted to prove that he was better. Because Thomas Edison was the one who came up with the theory for DC. And then Nikola Tesla trumped his ass by bringing out AC theory. So Thomas Edison is responsible for the battery. Nikola Tesla is responsible for things like the generator. Like, because of those two pride, that is why we had the great electrical rush that we had, like, where everybody was trying to get lights. Mainly because everybody was getting lights because they just wanted to beat the other one.
Oh, that's real, man.
Yeah, so, you know, pride and competition is a very good thing. That's why I'm not a big fan of Monopoly. Because look how much we benefited. And unfortunately, our infrastructure is still based off of their system from over 100 years ago.
They're still working to this day.
It's still working to this day, but baby, we need some upgrades.
Didn't even upgrade it. I guess we're getting the here popping up. To me, these phones are too smart, and they got the little talking thing with Alexa. Yeah, man. Technology is getting over 100 years, man. If you realize over 100 years. How much technology has progressed.
Let's see. I can't remember her name, but I was watching this guy's YouTube channel, and he had like his podcast episode on there where he was interviewing his fellow female black. I gotta say it like that. Black female master electrician. And she was talking about the two things that help propel electricity even further, technology even further, was the radio, which I understood that, and the iron.
And the what?
Iron. Like the iron you iron your clothes with.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, women used to have to stand by the stove all day and iron clothes. But you also need to cook.
Yeah.
So, able to put a cord on a damn iron, then that freed up the stove. And then, you know, a woman would be like the lady next door with an electric iron.
Yeah, that's hey, that do make sense now.
Mm-hmm. Like small conveniences that we do not think about have really made people millionaires and pushed our lives into like a new era.
Yeah. Then I was speaking on 100 years. Imagine how much shit had changed within the past 20 years.
Let's see. Us on this phone right now. Radio. We sitting up here waiting on Francis and Park to tell us who was hot. At least 20 years ago.
Yeah, but you know, they had the radio and they wound up having television. And then time going by, and they wound up having this and that. Now the phone we have now is nothing like it was 20, 25 years ago. I remember having my first phone. My first phone was a damn track phone. Like a little square track phone. I remember having a flip phone. I remember having all that shit. The little Nokia which you played the snake game on and shit.
Nah, I ain't had no Nokia because that was my mama phone. That was my mama phone. I remember playing Snake. I remember having everybody waiting after 9 o'clock to talk. Free on the weekend.
Yeah, boy, free nights weekends. I think it was like at first. I think it was like free nights weekends after 9, but then it went from 9 to like 7 with certain companies. So then I think one or two companies started having it free after 7, and then next thing you know, all of them started doing it.
Remember, having a cell phone was like, ooh, you got money. But if you had a cordless phone in your house, use the shit. And if you paid for cable, your folks had money. Everybody had the neighborhood cable man come by their house. But if you paid for your cable and you had internet, then use the shit.
Look at the dial-up, though.
Ooh, who don't remember dial-up? Send up here dialing-up porn.
Little boys and porn. Imagination. Hey, you know, back in the day, all we had was magazines. We had to steal our Uncle magazine. Something like that.
Wait till you come across somebody's booty talk, CD.
That booty time probably still go strong right now.
Now, I will tell you about how somebody tried to get me to do porn.
What?
Somebody tried to get me to do porn.
Oh, you
sound muffled.
What about now?
Okay, you better now.
So, they trying to get you to do porn.
Yeah. Okay, like, and we're going to talk about the in-person people. We're going to talk about the online folks. So. I'm going to say this. Earlier that morning, I had strung my guitar. And I remember it said West Coast Christmas. I'm going by my fucking door. This I heard at Facebook too. This way back in the 10 plus years ago. So I be getting inboxes and I found it funny just to read like people that I talk to you don't know. And it was this big, and she's like, she's with West Coast. She's with West Coast Productions. Wonder if I want to do some modeling. And I look, they're like, West Coast Productions. West Coast Productions. That's pretty cool. She's like, yes, it's very tasteful. You sent suggested photos, but your face doesn't have to be in them. And you get paid like $1,600 a week for like 6-7 pictures a week. I was like, that's porn. And she's like, well, yeah, but your face doesn't have to be in it. And she sent me like some shots she sent. And I was like, now, this don't make no sense. Because your face is one color, but the body on this person is another.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, that's just a filter on. I said, girl, that's a whole lot of filter because you've caramel on your profile picture, but this picture is clearly of a red bone, of a red ass. That baby is high yellow. She is light skinned like me. This ain't your body, man. Come back to me after this. And I got like a few more after that, but that one right there stood out like West Coast Productions. Did somebody see me before?
We can use him. We can use him. Hey, offer her something, man. Offer her something. We can use her. But you know,
hey, you know what? I happen to.
Say what now?
You muffled again.
What about now?
No.
Okay.
So check this out. Your ass up.
Man, you know, I happened to come across some 70s porn at one point in time.
Some 70s now. And I wanted to see the difference between the porn back then compared to the porn now. And boy, it was a difference. Man, everybody hairy as hell. Everybody hairy. Man, everybody have afros on their little crouch area and stuff.
You back muffled.
What about now?
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you ever seen the hermaphrodite porn?
I never seen that.
You know what that is, right?
Yes, I know what it is.
I've seen it.
What do you think about it?
I was curious because I always see the videos with the fake ones. Not the transsexual, I mean like the actual, like they faking like it's a hermaphrodite. But you know, you got to go way back in time to see the real ones.
Yes. So, and one of those they had the best of both worlds on it.
Yeah, but I don't know, cause it's like when you see a transsexual. Well, I don't know if you've seen it, but I'm gonna say it for me, cause I've seen transsexual porn, and the only way to meet be hard is in the cartoons. If you see in real life, they weaklings be down when they screwing. I'm like.
Oh, so,
you could tell it'd be limber. So, with the hermaphrodite, you can actually see the boner for some, but not all. But it was more than the transsexuals. Yeah, I don't think I'm a freak. I was just curious. But yeah, just wow. I was just curious. You know how you start on a rabbit hole and you just find yourself down a rabbit hole. You're just like, wow. Okay. That is what that thing do. Huh. Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
say hello.
Yeah,
I got a back
beat.
Was you in a chain, though?
Huh?
Was you entertained?
I was intrigued.
You was intrigued.
Yeah.
Boy, that is crazy. So what intrigued you about it? Like, it's your first time seeing it. You just like, whoa. Okay, this is different.
Well, I saw them in books. There's a book called An Underground Education. So I saw they were in books, and I saw that they were real people. Because I always, like, hear the rumor when I was younger. And my sister had experience, but she had a run-in. Because experience sounded like, oh, wow. It was not good for her. So she had a run-in with a Melfordite when she was younger. And I always thought, like, it was a myth until I saw them in the book. I didn't actually see the videos.
Wow.
It was real.
Man, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Because they said it was somebody from my old hood was one. And I don't know how true it is or whatever, but it was somebody from my old hood, they said, was one and stuff. And I was like, how would you know that? And you know how women talk. And that was like, it was a dude. And they said he was one. He said he had one on top and one on the bottom. And I was like,
they used to say Sierra was one. You muffled again.
I was saying she was one.
Yeah. I saw a video when she was first performing My Goodies on 106 in Park.
Yeah.
Did Sierra have some work done?
Was she what?
Did she get some plastic surgery?
I don't have a clue.
Because damn, if you look at Sierra now versus Sierra when she was 16, 18 coming out. Wow. That face don't look the same.
It don't look the same to you?
Hell no. If I can find that damn clip again, I'll send it to you. And then you go look at a video of Sierra today. Like, damn. Hey, at least with Michael Jackson, you can see it a little bit here. And I said, it's still like, I don't even see it.
You said, hold on, did you just say Michael Jackson?
You know, with Michael Jackson, you can see where you can still see like a resemblance of him when he was younger before he started fucking with his face. But Sierra's like, damn.
I haven't seen no recent pictures of Sierra. Well, I ain't been looking for her either, though.
Yeah, well, that's how that damn Goodies clip came up. It just so happened to be in my YouTube feed. I was like, oh, okay. See this throwback. Like, I had to watch like 3-4 times. Like, what the fuck?
Damn. And he was intrigued by that too, as well, huh?
I was intrigued. I was astonished. Like, God damn, I support this girl like that did. But I will say this, thanks to her Melfordites, I can understand transsexuals.
Thanks to them?
Yeah. I just have a theory.
What's your theory?
For hundreds of years, even the Native Americans, they have a thing for a person who has both. They say they have two souls. if I'm not mistaken. Like, there have always been tales of people having both for hundreds of years. But, and it's probably been throughout history. I'm not going to say tales because I've never heard any. But there's probably been throughout history of the one sex wanting to be another and dressing up, you know, trying to be a man or a woman, even if they're the opposite of that. Now, we have more people who are transgender who say they feel as if they're trapped in a body. Like, it's more of a mental thing than a physical thing. Because it used to be where a person, you would hear about people having both. Now, and it was a physical thing back then, more of a mental thing where a person feels like they have their own body part. Like, they feel confused because they feel like they're not in the body they need to be in. So, me thinking of hermaphrodites, almost like, I can understand it because I almost feel like it was like something in the water where it stopped being such a physical thing where you could see both parts. And it became more of a mental thing where you just feel as if you're wrong. And you physically seen that you have both.
Yeah.
Because you think about like a transsexual, they have one part, but in their head, they feel like they should have the other. And it's kind of like a hermaphrodite where you have one part, you have both parts. And you just came out with both. I didn't word that correctly, but it's in my head. I understand it in my head.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm a little confused behind the little transaction. I mean, the little hermaphrodite and transsexual thing. It just leads to a lot of damn questions. You know what I mean? And
I understand.
Yeah, it leads to a lot of questions. Yeah, you know, that's one of them situations where people have to be real and sit around, you know, sit around the table and talk about stuff like that. Because I mean, it's a lot of people that don't really understand it, but it takes someone to just elaborate and shed light on. Like, okay, this what it is right here. It's no big deal. This and that. Yada, 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 this. Cause I can imagine if a dude mess around and he messing with a girl, and he get a extra surprise, especially if he don't really know the girl, he gonna be kind of pissed off or kind of scarred for the rest of his life. You know what I mean?
I understand that. I don't like the videos where they see, this is the exposure thing, which we're going to have to get off of this because motherfuckers are going to get in their feelings. But I don't like it when they post videos of them with a guy or a female and it's like, he looks cute, but he doesn't know I'm transgendered. And you like a full-blown girl. And instead of you telling this person before you started talking with them and taking pictures and posting them online, you rather tell the online community what you are versus telling the person that you're dealing with what you are.
Jeez. Yeah.
Them right there, they kind of defeat their own cause with that shit right there.
Yeah, I feel that.
I mean, I feel like this. I mean, you are what you are despite of, you know what I mean, if you transitioning or anything, you are what you are. But I also feel like if you are and you're not sure if I'm into that, give me that option. Don't make
it for me. Just tell me. Be like, hey, man, I got to talk to you about something serious before we do this here, before we go to here. I'm this. And if you don't agree with this right here, that's cool. You know what I mean? That's cool. But some people are not giving people that option. So instead of you being cool about it and if you decline it, I mean, that's you. If you like, I don't give a fuck, then you know what I'm saying? That's cool too or whatever.
But you want to give people that option, because if you don't give them that option to choose whether they want to fuck with you or not, they can turn really, really bad, really, really quick.
Yeah, that's what I say. I was talking with this guy, and I found out that he was with somebody. I had to tell him. I was like, "You couldn't let me know?" He was like, "What you mean?" I thought you were gonna talk to me. Well, you should let me know. I should be allowed to choose whether or not I want to be a part of your adulteration.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me know if you're married or not, if you're with somebody, because I don't give a damn if you are separated. Let me know that way I can choose whether or not I want to be a part of this adulteration or not.
You know, some people don't give you that option of that luxury of choosing what if you're willing to deal with this or not. Some people, they kind of choose for you because they're like, I really like this person, but I don't know if they're going to accept me. And this man, I'm really feeling him, or I'm really feeling her. And then they just so happen to, they wonder why you avoiding sex, or you know what I'm saying, or all type of stuff.
You don't
want
to do certain positions. Remember, boys don't cry. What's that sound?
What's that keep touching my leg?
I'm feeling my head. You're gonna turn on the vibrator.
Oh, boy.
When I get older, I realize just how funny that was.
Boy, I know. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying though, man, give people that option, man. Don't choose for them. Please don't. Because, man, it gonna go from y'all lovey-dovey to this man looking for his pistol. Yeah. And like, you're like 0 to 2 seconds.
You know what? Speaking of options, remember what I told you earlier today?
Yeah.
I ain't got shit to offer.
Do you want to elaborate on it?
Let me tell you this story.
All right.
Now, I'm laid off, so I got to work. I got to do what I got to do. I got me a rinky-dink job as Mickey D. So, my schedule don't change a little bit due to me being on quarantine, deciding what I want to do with myself. So, right now, what I need to work. And this young man, he waiting on his food. And I'm trying to leave and hair right this schedule out so I'm going to pick up my kid. And he's like, "Hey, why are you doing it? Write my number down." So I said, "Why would I do that?" He's like, "Man, just do it." I said, "Baby, how old are you?" He said, "I'm 23. I said, "You too young for me." He's like, "Hey, Jay, nothing but a number." He doing all this philosophical shit. I ain't paying no mind. I'm trying to write down this damn schedule.
Yeah.
What I need to do so I can get my ass on down. So, hand it to him. He outside the door. I hand it to my manager down. Walking out. He outside the door with his food waiting on me, you know. And he like, "So, you ain't gonna give me your number? You ain't gonna take my number?" Doing all this, yada, yada, yada. And I'm extra. I know my hair was cute today, even though I had it up in the head with the pony. I hit that. I hit that white girl move in the movie where you take your hair out and you shake it and it just flows. I did that shit just for the hell of it, because I'm extra. Anyway, so I'm walking to my car and he's standing there. He's standing up on the pavement talking. It's like, "So you just gonna do me like that?" And I said, "Baby, I work at McDonald's. I ain't got shit to offer."
You're like, "I ain't got nothing to offer. What you want to do?" Boy, hey, at least you were real with him.
And he's like, What that mean? I said, I ain't got shit to offer. So if you wanna deal with that, then come over here and get this damn number. Cause why I gotta be all about that? Why I gotta be all about that? I'm just saying, if.
Just say,
well, you can deal with knowing that I ain't got shit to offer you. Bring your ass over here. And this is white dude getting his car, and he's just listening to the conversation. What the fuck? It was so funny. And then I'm getting in my car, I'm about to leave. I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot my book. So I had to go back in there and get my damn code book. And I'm walking by him again. He's like, so you just gonna do me like that? I don't even know you. And that's what you're supposed to get to know. Is that him?
Is anybody get to know?
So I get, go get my book, run back out, and when I'm walking out the door, he's still waiting on me. Luckily, one of my fellow apprentice was in the drive-thru just pulling up. And so I'd be extra cheerful when speaking to him. So, oh boy, get the fuck on down. Things are wrong with me and this dude. He eventually was fucking leaving. That's like standing there for like 2 minutes while me and old boy talking. That way you don't come back tomorrow still trying to holler. Boy, no. He was a baby. You 23. I think I told one dude this before. And he made me laugh. He made me laugh. I ain't gonna lie.
23-year-old, he trying to teach you some stuff.
No, I ain't got time to be learning or teaching. I'm doing that.
Why do women don't want to teach a man some stuff? You gotta teach. Yeah, sometimes you gotta teach a man how to please you.
You know, let me tell you one time. I let a dude get some booze just because he knew how to eat eggs. I was tired of teaching people how to eat eggs. Now, I'm tired of being a fucking teacher. I want you to know what you're doing from the get go. The same way you want me to know what I'm doing from the get go.
But women.
Do you like body?
Women body are different. Like some women stimulated through penetration. Some of them stimulated through, you know what I'm saying? You playing with that thing. Women body different, man. Some
do you
women
like teaching a girl how to fuck?
Huh?
Do you like teaching a girl how to fuck me?
Now I'd have had to.
You don't meet girl after girl.
No.
See, that's the thing. You just said women like to teach men. You get tired of teaching men. Goddamn, I just want you to know what the fuck you doing from the get-go. Okay? I need a strong 15. And then I got shit to do. We can't be fucking all damn day. You got a strong 15, and we gotta go. I got shit to do. Now, let me just say, I was making a delivery with waiter. Let me stop talking about these people. Let me stop naming all these people. I was making a delivery and I'm getting in the car, and this one dude, he was staring at me real hard. And I was begging out, and I just had to be asked. I stopped. I said, if you're going to stare that long, you might as well tell me, hey. And he was like, oh, hey. And he introduced himself, whoop de whoop. And he's like, why don't you take my number? I said, baby, I'm unemployed with 3 kids. You don't want these problems. Yo, this motherfucker came back with.
Look.
I'll put some meat on the table.
Hey.
Cookie. I never heard some cookie ass shit like that, and I fucking loved it.
Boy, hey, he got you that time, now.
I had to tell him my name. I like that.
it sound like he caught you off guard with that one.
He did. I never heard shit like that before.
Bro, I said, shit, I put some meat on the table. Shit, what I gotta do?
Put some ribeyes. Oh, you thought I was money required, bitch. Okay.
He said some meat. He ain't said what kind of meat now.
Nah. He said ribeye.
Oh, ribeye? Okay.
Yeah, that right. Saying some ribeyes, New York strips. What you like? Like, hell, my kids like to eat. Now, these kids are expensive. They got a talent on them.
Did you ask him where did he work? Did you ask him where did he work?
Oh, he did the same shit I do. Well, when I am really working.
I don't know how many times you're gonna buy ribeyes in New York strip.
Oh, no. Not Mickey D, the electrical.
Oh, the electrical.
Yeah. The electrician too. Like, yeah, oh, dang, we're here.
Oh, okay.
But I had to hit the move. I ain't got shit to offer. I ain't got shit off, man.
Ooh,
and you gonna still be trying. Did you not hear what I say?
Hey, sound like he wasn't worried about it. That was
yeah, apparently don't nobody be worried about this shit. You know, motherfuckers always talking about how they be wanting warning signs about somebody. Shit, I gave you a full fucking warning. And they, that just leave me to think, damn, you must not be shit.
Oh, man. Hey.
I was a firm believer, take me as I am, but right now, I'm telling you, I ain't got nothing to offer. I can't offer a plate of food because my kids hungry. They always want to eat. So I can't share none of my food. I can't share none of this body because I'm not in the mood.
You're not in the mood?
Nope, because when I'm going through shit and I'm trying to get myself together, stressing and struggling, sex is off the table. No.
You might even feel better.
I got a toy in the closet if I need to feel better.
Hello. So, do your toy have a name?
Come on now. I ain't no kid.
I know women that be giving them names like Mr. Happy or Frank or shit like that. I know some women that get them off of the name.
I dated a dude for 4 years and only called him dude.
Why you only call him dude?
Cause I like calling him dude. I call him dude so much that I forgot his fucking name. So whenever he would ask us what we are while we was dating, I'd be like, a warm body. So what the fuck you think that toy is in my closet? That ain't even a warm body. I can't even cuddle with that thing. That's just in the closet.
Oh, you mean hell.
Let me tell you, I'm about to get on my mean shit. The fuck I need to be mean. I've been nice for a couple some years now.
A couple some years.
Some is four. A couple is two. I am tired. That's why I just say, I ain't got shit to offer, motherfucker. Because I do not have time to be caring, compassionate, and considerate of your feelings, understanding of your pain and struggle, and help build you up so you can be prepared for the world. I ain't got that in me right now. So I ain't got shit to offer.
Boy, you that is...
build you up? That ain't me right now, sweetheart. You want a woman who can... keep your penis empty and your stomach full? That ain't me right now, sweetheart. I'm on a mission and worried about you ain't one of them.
Hey, that's how it be, though. Sometimes you gotta just worry about number one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I gotta focus on me because these last of my years, I really see that I ain't been focusing as much as I thought I was on me. I'm all the way throwing the fuck off. My shit ain't nowhere near how it's supposed to be because I was sitting up here trying. No. That shit wasn't it. Shit happens. But hell. No.
Hey,
I ain't got nothing. I'm just being honest with people. You sit up here constantly trying to talk to me, and I'm telling you no. I'm just telling you, I ain't got shit for you.
You know what? I wish a lot more women was like that, because some of them just, they'll just let you figure it out. They figure it out. You're like, yeah, what?
We've all done it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just a little bit more blatantly honest with this shit. Like, buddy, look. That's what it is. That's what it ain't gonna be. I ain't got time. I ain't even got the strong 15 time even now.
I mean, but what if that guy is persistent with you, though? Like, he never just fully gives up. He just, like, he constantly start calling you every day. Still calling you every day. If not call you, text you. He just persistent. And then you already let him know what the business was, but he just, I mean, he can't help himself. He keep on pursuing you.
Do I need to send you my inbox? Because I got persistent all day in that bitch. We had dealings in 2013, somewhere up in there, and has been messaging me all the way up. Have they messaged me this year? I know up until 2021 was the last time I saw a message pop up in my inbox. And I ain't responded since 2014.
Damn.
That don't mean shit. I got somebody that you don't want to put the man out like that. But I got somebody who been trying for 5 years. Let them tell it. Let him tell it. I don't have 2 babies on and all this shit. And none of them single. He like, it's my time now. Who the fuck you mean?
You like John Cena, my time is now.
I ain't gonna lie, that motherfucker don't pull some lines on me that don't have my ass laugh the fuck off like I had to. Like, so we are casually acquainted with each other. We don't work around each other. So while I crush on me, I need to change this tire on my car before a certain time, and we live near each other. So I asked him to come break some lug nuts off my car. He say, I said, I'll give you $5 if you come break your lug nuts. He'll like, forget them lug nuts. How about a date? I was like, what? That shit had to do me. He's like, I don't want no money. I want a date. I'm like, I'm told you, I ain't got time for that. I got 3 kids and no job. He like, I don't care. I already know that shit. You come stay with me. And he is, I will not lie, he is a relatively nice guy. I mean, like, I see that whenever he do meet his lucky lady, that she's going to be a very happy lady.
Yeah.
But that ain't it for me. We had to do this 10-minute thing back and forth with me trying to bump the charge up to like $20 for him to come break these lug nuts. And finally, I just had to say, fuck it, I'll go on a date, because I kept saying, like, I got kids, I can't go on a date.
Yeah.
Like, you bring kids too? My kids ain't going on a date with me. So I had to go to breakfast with him in order to get these lug nuts off. And I'm not going to lie, it was a very, very charming and intriguing day. I'm ashamed of how much I enjoyed myself. I will not lie.
Wow.
I'm ashamed because he had me rolling.
And you still gave him the boot.
No. I'm often teased by our fellow worker.
That
could be my future husband. And let him feel it. He is my future husband.
Oh, he claimed you already.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I swear, he just I will say this. I admire how willing he is to take rejection and still be like, fuck that, I won't.
Yeah,
I'm scared. I can't be doing that shit. You tell me no one time, I'm going back, tucking my tail between my legs like a little dog. Fuck no.
Yeah. So have you ever had a dude turn you down before?
Hell no, I'm too scared. I have. I would say like the last date that I went on, I guess we can call it a date. Well, I asked them. I know I have asked guys out here because I've asked to let the person I was with out when yeah. I was with like the ex. So yeah, I have. But that's usually like once I know you like, and like once it's confirmed, like yeah. If once I know, but if I'm not that sure, I ain't gonna do that shit. I think last person I asked out, I just walked up straight to them while they were working. I was like, "Hey, you wanna go out with me?" He's like, "Yeah." I like good. 2 weeks. I asked what kind of food you like. Is it your journey?
Damn. Like, hey, you just walked. Like a straight up G, you just walked up dead up on, bro.
Yeah, I walked up to him because he was rolling something, and I walked up to him and I stopped it with my foot, and he was like, "What? You want to go out with me?"
Hey, I find that cool though.
Hey. So I won't lie, but that's after I know that you like me, and I know I'm gonna get a yes. If I think I'm not gonna get a yes, I'm like, oh no, I'm scared. I gotta do a little bit more flirting to find out.
What? Hey, man. See, being a dude, man, you gotta get used to this shit. Cause they always say out of 20 women, you ask 20 women. Now all of them gonna say, yeah. Out of 20, you might get 4 or 5. You be lucky to get 4. To be like, yeah, I'll fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So as being a man, you have to get used to that stuff. Cause some women just like to play hard to get though.
I get that. That might be the case. I've always tried to like let people down nicely, but now I think I watched like this documentary where this woman became a man just to go ask women out on a date.
Yeah.
And just to see the male experience, and the woman was like crying by the end. She's like, "It is so hard. These women are mean."
Yeah.
So I try to make sure to like nicely say no, unless you want to be a dick about the situation. I'm trying to tell you, like, just very nice. No, thank you. Like me telling old boy, "Babe, you too young for me. No, thank you." And keep on telling no, but he's still being persistent. Boy, I ain't got shit to offer. What the fuck you want? Like that.
Damn. You know what? I had a girl walk up on me and ask me out on a date one time. Well, actually, been a couple times, but I remember the first time that shit happened, like, very vividly. Like, she just... Because I was wondering why she kept on looking at me. Now, this was some years ago now. The first time that shit ever happened. But goddamn, I wonder why she just kept looking at me. Kept looking at me. I like, she might know me or something. Or I must remind her of somebody. I ain't paid no mind.
Okay, was, Usher.
Huh?
I said, okay, Usher.
Yeah, but hey, you remind me of her. But yeah, mess around. She walked dead up on my ass. She's like, so what you doing Saturday? And I said, oh no, I ain't got no plans. She said, I know what you gonna be doing. I said, what? She said, me? I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that sounds like something I say in the club.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. I was like, damn. She said, she started laughing. She said, I'm just playing. You wanna go hang out? You know what I'm saying? Go get something to eat. And I like, hell yeah, I like that. And yeah, then no, I ain't tell her I liked you. I said, hell yeah. I said, well, we can do something. I'll get my number. I gave my number and shit. And then she walked, she just walked away like a G. And then in my head, I'm like, damn, that shit right there ain't never happened before. I'm like, so I kind of felt, I was like, damn, she taking me out. I kind of feel like the woman in the situation.
Did you get real pretty, Paul?
Hell yeah. Boy, I dressed up. I was smelling good. Shit, boy, you can't tell me shit. Hell yeah. Because she impressed me with them, with their confidence. And then I didn't think she was one of the type of girls that was very confident. You know what I'm saying? But I'm confident just blew me out the fucking water because I was like, whoa, because she caught me off guard. Like, real quick. She, like, I'm like, what you did? Just how she approached me. You felt her energy on her way to me. Like, I just felt her energy. And then her smile was warm and stuff. And she was like, oh, what you doing, sir? Well, I'm like, nothing. I know what you're going to be doing. You're going to be doing me. And then, boy, I just started, you know, I'm goofy. So, you know, I just started laughing.
And then she made them
32 show. Boy, because it caught me off guard. Like, totally off guard. I'm like, damn, she just walked up on me like that. And then, but she did, though. Man, she came and picked me up and shit. And I was like, damn, I'm feeling more and more like the bitch in a situation like that. Said she'll pick me up.
No, I ain't picking you up. You gonna meet me there just in case it's you got a sketchy place to stay. Right. But that way, if it ain't it, I can just dip out on your ass.
She had no choice because I had no car.
She liked you. Like you.
Yeah. I had no car. So she picked me up. We went to go get something to eat. And I ain't never ran to that can make me laugh. You know what I mean? Because I'm normally the one that be, you know what I'm saying, the one that making you laugh. But to find a woman that can have me laughing and then I'm telling my shit and she laughing and, man, the vibe was, like, awesome. Bruh.
Dude, is this the crazy bitch from the first episode?
No, you did not go there. No, you didn't go there.
you
want to address the elephant in the room?
I be like, it just appeared, okay? It just appeared.
You know, that was way before that. Come on.
I be like, I'm pretty sure whoever listening to this and don't listen to the first episode gonna be like, damn. I'm glad she asked. I was wondering.
Hey, y'all, I want y'all to know this is Grown Folks Talking Silk Podcast, where we have spicy topics, hot conversations, and we all wash it down with a cold beverage of our choice, y'all. Yes, this is the crazy shit you get on Grown Folks. Boy, you gonna have to go on to the first. Man, I didn't see what the hell, goddamn. He was talking about.
She made you laugh. Good conversation. Y'all was going back and forth talking y'all shit. Go ahead. Just tell her. It's anger. That's how your ass got caught up.
Actually, the girl in the first episode, that was why I was in Hattiesburg. This girl. Oh, yeah. The girl I'm talking about, she was back home.
Buddy. See, let me say this. The girl first episode, I imagine that shit in Grenada.
You imagine it being in Grenada?
I did. I imagine you mean as I get the double quick or something. Dang. Well, it's a sprint mark. Those are the only locations I know.
And you know, in Hattiesburg, it ain't not double, motherfucker.
No, no.
Quick around this.
One thing, we got close to a double quick in the A-Rab.
Double quick, boy.
Right, you'll be calling the Black Rabs, because, hey, they be up in that Young Thuggin' it and shit.
You say you a goofy ass belt? Man, but you know, if you go to the A-Rab store, come on now, bro. Everything they have in there is aimed towards Black folks.
I'm be honest. I don't go in them stores.
You don't go in those stores?
Hell no. I stopped.
Yeah. It's aimed towards Black folks, man.
Mm-mm.
Just think about it, okay? Mm-mm. Just think about it. It's store I went to. They had them what's some contacts? They had contacts. They had them earring. They had fake gold chain.
Fitted shirts, fitted caps.
Yeah, shit. All that shit. The little book bag. They got the little backwoods on it. Oh man, they had so much stuff in there. You know, it's all aimed for folks. All of it.
Because they always do it here, because that's the only place they can set up a shop. Now, full disclaimer, I am prejudiced. I ain't racist, I'm prejudiced, okay? There's a fucking difference, and I think everybody got a little prejudice in them.
Mm.
All right, so I can respect the person and their culture and leave it at that. Hell, I eat a shitload of fucking Asian. I want to try some Arabian food.
I know, I do.
That's how I can. That's my first introduction to your ass is your food.
Yeah.
But when it comes to their business practices, I can't fuck with you in these stores because your drinks are always hot. Your fucking cooler ain't never running. Your bathrooms are fucking disgusting, especially that one up there in Van Aden off of 55. Oh, Lord. Hell no. What the fuck? I had to do a Google review. The one time I leave my phone in the car is the worst bathroom I ever motherfucking saw in my life. You got pissed. You know, first stall, handicapped stall at that, full of shit and paper. The second stall, full of piss and paper. Then first stall, because I went all the way to the back because I got a car seat and a toddler with me trying to pee. It was still nasty. But it wasn't for piss nor shit. It was just papery fucking wet. I was like, oh my goodness. Amazingly, sitting on the counter, there is cleaning supplies. Like, I did not know Clorox had bleach specialized just for urine.
Mm.
They had this shit sit down on the counter like they was expecting the customer to clean the damn toilet each time they used it. And I took that shit and cleaned the toilet and then lined out the landing pad for my daughter to use the restroom. I mean, like, it was just fucking disgusting. The towel holders were just hanging down with no paper towels in them. I should have known something was up when I asked where the bathroom at. Old boy Warren Slide. He did not speak. He just pointed. And he just slided through the stuff. Anyway, so the bathrooms be nasty. The drinks always hot. My main pet peeve is you ain't never got no prices on your shit.
Yes.
And I don't like going to no store. I will not buy a damn thing if you ain't got no prices on your shit. I made an exception this day because Ed was throwing a damn fit and we had a long ass drive back from Grenada to Hattiesburg. I'm not stopping other than this, so that's the only time I bought something in years. Now, they're Indian on East, what is it? On 49 Edward Street. They cool, but I pretty much stay out the damn store because the wives be acting funny with you. Don't play with me about my money. When I give you my money for my gas and I give you $20, bitch, don't stop this pump on $5. And you do that shit one too many motherfucking times for me. Mm-mm. So, I take my ass somewhere else where I got some prices, a cold drink, It ain't double ejective. And the one that used to be, what is it called? Cross Street with a police station. I went in there one night. And it's after the club. Let's out. This was years ago.
Are you talking about Snowball?
Yeah, I could remember their name. Frank Gate. So I'm buying an orange juice. And I swiped my card before I realized I hit a damn price tag. It's like $5 for one damn juice. And I'm like, wait, Paul, hold on, homie. Because I'm just ready to get the juice and get the fuck on out. And he's like, you're drunk. I'm going to call the police. I said, fuck, call the police, because that don't make no damn sense. And he doing all this damn yelling and shit. They be mad disrespectful, especially the black women, from my experience. Just because you got some women who will sell their ass, bitch, and they let you talk to them crazy because they trying to get some money out of you. No, motherfucker, you can't talk to me crazy, especially when you're getting my money. I don't beg nobody to take my money. You ain't going to talk to me crazy for my money. I will call my car. I call my car, dispute the motherfucker, try, you know, fuck, why I'm going to pay $5 for 1 Minute Maid orange juice? Who we playing with?
Damn, they try to play you like that?
Hell nah. Dispute? Dispute? I went and got the car and filed that damn dispute. Would you like to start a dispute? Yes. This transaction has not been processed. Okay, then I'll wait in the fucking morning, because ain't no fucking way I'm paying $5 for a fucking juice. Because I left the damn juice in there. Because, little fuck, I ain't need it. Tell the truth, the bitch snatched it from me.
So,
you paid $5, still snatched juice from me.
So, in the end, did you have to pay for the juice?
Yeah.
You had to pay, and you didn't even get to enjoy it.
I felt like you would just sit up there and press buttons on the damn keypad. Like, the fuck? The fuck? So, when it comes to business, I can't fuck with y'all. No lie.
Yeah, hey, I'm blaming, because they will pull a fast on your ass now. They'll pull one on you.
Mm-hmm.
If you let them.
Yeah. They feel like they can talk to you any kind of way. I remember, what is it? Living in Petal. There's one right up the street from my house. There's a gas station that's very close to my house, and there was one that was like a little up the way, the Junior Food Mart. I would go to the one close to the house because they had a laundromat connected to it. But you would have to go to the store to get change. So I'll go to the store to get change, and the wife or the mom, this half always got a stank look on her face. I'm thinking like, well, maybe she's got resting bitch face. But if I hold my hand out for you to put my money in my hand, bitch, don't sit my money on the counter. Because I'm going to tell you to give me my money back. Give me that bill back. And then she would pick it up and put it in my damn hand. And two times of that shit was enough. Nah, lady. Nah.
Yeah.
I'll just take my ass to the soap and
sugar.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Man, you know, A-Rab, they'll try to get you now, boy, if you let them. If you let them.
I had to
talk crazy to one of them one time. All right, listen here, bro. 90% of your business is people that look like me. 90%. So don't try to play with me like that. And you even talk to me no type of way, because I will snatch you from over this counter quickly, faster. And I'm like, I don't want no problem, big man. I damn right. I ain't got no damn problem. Now I got damn. Hey, they were trying to overcharge me. Nah. I'm gonna tell you what I did. I picked up a beer. And I asked him how much the beer was, and he told me some crazy price, so that I put it back down, and I picked the same damn beer up, and I said, how much this one is? And he told me a different price, and so I said, hold up, let me try this shit one more time. I said, well, all right. Well, how about this one? And said, oh, it's such and such price. I said, man, I just showed you the same beer 3 fucking times. And you just told me 3 fucking different prices. No way you can have your punk ass beer. No, my friend. You didn't show me. I said, I know what the hell I showed you. Wonder how I know? Because I showed it to you. I used my hand. Right there. I don't care about all the cameras you got in this motherfucker. What's that? Every camera around this world. 90% of your business comes from people that look like me. No, that's not true. Okay, so why you got the fake earrings right here? Why you got the contacts? Why you got your King Cobra beard is way in the front right here.
Got tobacco planted on the front of the damn building.
Yes. Why you got your fake weed? You're selling the little fake CBD weed or whatever the fuck the shit is. You selling that right there. You got it right here. You got them. You got the Scullies. And the Scullies with all the different teams and stuff. You got t-shirts. You got jeans. Even got fucking jeans in here.
Here's a better question. Where you located right now, buddy?
Who, me?
That's what you should ask. Like, where are you located right now? You know where you at. Don't play with me.
For real. And right there in the black neighborhood. Right there in the black neighborhood. Majority of people on that side of the town do a lot of walking. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? They do a lot of walking.
Oh, I know. It'd be irritating me when they ban somebody out the store and then that person be outside the store begging somebody to take their money in there and buy something. Bitch, if you don't go to a different store.
Yeah, man.
Take your ass down the street. Matter of fact, you stand outside of Frank Cakes begging somebody to go in the store and buy you some. Why don't you take your ass across the street to Big Star and buy you that same fucking beer? They sell beer in Big Star.
Yeah, but you know though, them Indians been buying a lot of stuff too, and they almost as bad as they was, really.
Oh yeah, I think the lady on in Peta, they're Indian. Yeah. I put like this, basically, I don't deal with too many Middle Eastern businesses because their business attitudes towards their customers, it'd be a little stank. It's a nice way of putting that shit, and I can't fuck with it, cause I got attitudes too.
Yeah, I know. I know. I went to one Indian store. It's one I be going to. I saw it go there look quite often now though, but it's one little Indian girl that motherfucker looks so good to me. I be going there just to fuck with her sometimes. I be going there talking that shit to her.
You just want to tell her hey.
Yeah, boy, I go there all the time, and she just looking at me. And she be looking at me. She said, and then one day she said, "You come here for me?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Let me ask you a question. Don't get offended if I say this." I said, "Are you a legal citizen?" And she said, "Yes, I'm a legal citizen." I said, okay, because if you had to, you want to become a citizen, all you got to do is marry me.
Really? You going to give a green card?
She, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I wanted her to make me some curry. Yeah.
You know what's weird? What's weird is I actually dated a guy who worked at Frank Gates years ago.
For real?
Hell yeah. I can deal with them on any level except business. This back when I used to go to Frank Gates. And he was so sweet. He had like this curly hair. Every time I go in there, he always smiling. I used to find a reason to go buy something. I ain't even need the shit. I go there and buy something. Just like, so we ended up talking and hanging out. Yeah, you know, jacked up. I go up there to pay for my gas. He's like, no, your money no good. He come out and pump my gas for me. It's a fucking bitch ass.
Yeah, it is
funny. One day, he had pumped my gas for me, and he was seeing me off, and he went in the store. And then my future son's dad walked up, looked like, but so that was the last nice one that I met. And I think, well, folks could be like, well, he's only nice, you trying to get in your drawers, and I was trying to get in here too.
You're like, I was trying to give it, and they were trying to take it.
He's just trying to share the love, buddy. I just want to share the love.
That's it, man. That is hilarious. But, Kashmir, we are running out of time, baby girl. We are running out of time. I have to end this right here. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Yes, those AA, AAA, AAA, you know. I need my roadside assistance. I need my ambo. I can't say ambulance.
Yeah. And before we go,
I had to do one thing. Well, I got to do two things before we go. First thing is, I got to take a shot for you. Got my little bottle. I'm gonna pour this little shot. And I got to say cheers to you once again. For coming back on the show again with me. Let me take this shot. Whew, shit. God damn, boy. Anyway, and we leave like any other way we leave. We don't do no long goodbyes. We don't do none of that shit. We just say in, out, gone. You feel what I'm saying?
In, out, gone.
That's how we do it. In, out, gone, baby.